sit down and take a look at that. I'm sorry. Something that the church has not known for centuries, the connection between the fivefold ministry of healing has not been there. And in many areas, the body of Christ have not known the apostolic anointing and the apostolic grace. Come on, apostle. And it caused the church to dysfunction in some areas, because there are areas that needed to be stronger in the spirit, and they couldn't be strong enough because they didn't have the proper instruction of, if we use another word, the proper impartation. She has a mantle here, so you all are being trained. You're the first group in my ministry being trained apostolically to function in spirit, and I'm saying it another way, spiritual government. And people need this. They need people know who know what they're doing, that they may be led properly, guided properly, corrected properly, loved properly. Are you following me?
Amen.
Because one thing about it, if you know who you are, you don't have to prove nothing about it.
Yeah.
And so I think the church has been running on almost equal levels, in a sense, because there was not a step up in the spirit, and it should be. Pastors tried, evangelists tried. The prophet basically was for the Old Testament. The prophet ruled and reigned in the Old Testament with prophetic announcements from God, change things in the spirit world. So as we study, I'm going to reveal to you some things, principles that will make you more spiritually healthy for your position. Now, I'm asking, before I start studying, I'm going to ask you for good reports on light bearers, master bearers, still type of light bearer, that I get a good report in on who's what, where's what. I think my secretary needs to be at Tom Montrell. If Montrell can't do it, let's connect together. So your group, you keep your eyes on them. Find out where they are. Look for them in church. And it's what we're about. We're not about just wearing town. And then if you keep it to us, we'll tell you what to do with it, or we'll tell you to leave it alone, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. In Genesis chapter 18, verses 1 through 14 is dynamic principles of encounters with God, how to have, stay on top of it, how to have supernatural encounters with God. Now, your portion of life can be blessed here. Things you may need them, how to have supernatural encounters with God. There's several principles I'm going to share with you. I'm going to share these seven principles on next week at the graduation class. Really called Principles of God's Encounter. Now, let me give you the definition. In an encounter, you need to come face to face. That means you come face to face with God. Stepping out of the usual and the ordinary. You want a man or a woman properly come face to face with God, you step out of the usual and the ordinary. Stepping out of the usual and ordinary and impossible, or impossibility, into the unusual realm of the Spirit, the extraordinary presence of God, and able to function in the realm of the possible. Now, you want me to give you that over? I'm saying a lot of stuff. You talk about what these encounters will do. And as I said, in your personal life, I need you alive in your personal life, defeating it, and then come in your personal life. Then you can come and you can lead well. So these encounters, we talk about encounters being coming face to face with God. In other words, in my study, it was a little frightening. But I said, and I know what happened in the Old Testament, that they couldn't see God's glory. But for my first time, I thought of the idea of being eyeball to eyeball with God. Look at God straight in the eye. You imagine? I've met some men who pierce your eyes out. They were so sure of themselves. I remember I went to my first town hall, trying to get another level. And old man Robinson, he did run the length of me. He was white-headed, and I went in his arm. And boy, that man looked at me in my eyes and fired him out of me. He just knew who he was.
Right, 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 right.
And we have to have confidence and courage.
Right.
You know, Joshua, when he was about to take Moses' place, God told him more than one time. I think it's in the 8th and the 9th verse, be of good courage.
Right, right.
And so you're not unless you're connected properly.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Some people contact, but they're not connected. They're contacting God, but they're not connecting with Him. See, you see what I'm saying?
Yes,
we as leaders got to make contact, and we got to make sure we're connected, that whatever we need, God can supply.
Yes,
and can anoint us and can impart to us, that we'll wear a mantle of respect in the spirit realm. Leaders have to wear a mantle of respect. So let me give you this again. In concerts, it's not one of the principles. It's just, I'm trying to show you what it is. In concerts, you need to come face to face. Stepping out of the usual and ordinary and impossible. Stepping out of all three of them. The usual, the ordinary, and the impossible into the unusual realm of the spirit, where the extraordinary presence of God and able to function in the realm of the possible, the realm of possibility. And you all know that's supernatural, right?
Yeah, right.
Let me give you two more things before we go to this first principle. And you got your Bible open to Genesis 18? That's very important, because I'm going to take it right down to the scripture, because it runs correlate right down the scripture what happened with Abraham. And you'll see. And it'll be a blessing to you, because there's some insight here that is profound. Alright. God will become concerned about what you are concerned about. And then you have to know that God will carry your concern in His presence at all times. That's a
problem.
You know, God carries my concern in His presence at all times. You know, God don't care that He'll do something about it. And God, there's nothing impossible. So if I can get into God's concern and get God concerned about what I'm saying, I know it's a done deal. Now, if you look in Genesis 18, it says, and the Lord appeared to him in the plain. No, Genesis 18. Now, Genesis 18, you remember? Genesis 18, you see. And, and the Lord appeared unto him in the plain of Mamre. And he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about Abraham.
Right.
Now this first principle is powerful. When I saw it, I said, God, is positioning yourself to accessing what the Holy Spirit is doing at any time. Position yourself to accessing what the Holy Spirit is doing at all times. Now, how does that relate to that verse? Abram was sitting at his tent door, meaning, listen to me, he could see inside and outside. He knew what was going on inside his tent, and he knew what was going on outside. And that's where you have to be mindful. You need to know what's going on the inside of you, and you need to know what's going on the outside of you. Okay? Possessing yourself to accessing what the Holy Spirit is doing at all times. Well, that means being sensitive to the Spirit. That means the Spirit meal must be on your plate first. Every day and every moment. You always must be eating spiritually. You cannot let nothing distract you, nothing overcome you, or put nothing before accessing what the Holy Spirit is doing inside and outside, and it will cause you to consistently have encounters with God face to face. Hello. Hello. Now, think about your own. See, leaders, I want to train you your own portion of life. See, a lot of times we lose the access of the Holy Spirit, right? When we do that, then the system takes over.
Right.
Always access the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, what you doing right now?
Right.
I mean, you could even verbalize. Holy Spirit, before you say anything dumb or try to make any dumb changes, make sure you know what the Holy Spirit is doing. Because he might be moving something need to be moved.
Right.
He might be tearing down something need to be torn down. And you get all upset. You just access what the Holy Spirit is doing at any given time. And then in that way, you can always be led by the Spirit. Think of Romans 8:14.
Yes,
now, you see this man sitting there, Abraham, and the Lord appeared to him in the plain of memory, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day.
Right.
In other words, he was in a position to not miss a move.
Right.
But we're going to see in a few moments, it was a great move. He wouldn't have been in that tent door. Where the Lord wanted him to be and concerned about what's going on, he would miss a move of God. I'm trying to tell you something that you have missed.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to tell you right now. I'm telling you this so you won't miss it next time.
Amen. Yes, sir.
You know, be aware, be alert, be concerned about what the Holy Spirit is doing all the time. Now that's a chore with all this thing called abortion. You're going to take effort to do that. So work this principle. Over the years, I've worked this principle. I was thanking God the other day. I mean, I just got a home from scratch, from the new birth. I just got a home and never quit.
Right.
Jesus said, blessed day with you. I never quit. I never let up. God just blessed me to be home.
Right.
I'm thanking you. I might not eat right, but I'm going to be home.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So, now, class, you understand that?
Yes, sir.
The Holy Spirit is always doing something about it.
Right. Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. If it does not agree with God's word, if it does not agree with the Abraham blessing,
right,
and it's happening around you, either in your personal life or the people that you oversee, the Holy Spirit is always making adjustments. Another word that's very important here is alignment. Be in, tuning up the align properly. That you can be balanced, that you won't be bouncing all over the place. You can roll smooth. And the Holy Spirit can make a smooth roll. But see, apostolically and spiritual government in the church, we have been too organized by men. In that, there were times the Holy Spirit couldn't get in to change the motion. And this is all about revelation. Illumination is about anointing. It's about empowerment. It's about enlightenment. It's very important in spiritual leadership that you understand this as a leader, that you have to be above those you're leading. That's why I'm training three apostolic groups. I'm training you, I'm training those boys who travel with me, and I'm training those people in school to walk with an apostolic mantle.
Right. Yes, sir.
That's from heaven to earth.
Yes, sir.
That's enabled to deal with doctrines that need to be straightened out and have enough anointing to make the shift. So when I'm talking to you, we're not only talking, we're not only giving out information. Now, impartation is going on. You receive in your spirit. You receive in your soul. I'll tell you some things about your soul in the time to come. And I'll just tell you, I want you to know, you write it down right quick. If you want to really divide your spirit, so divide it, Hebrews 4:12. But your spirit is the king.
Yeah. Right.
Uh-huh. Your spirit is the king. And your soul is the servant.
Right.
And your body is supposed to be the slave. You hear me talk about it a bit in the servant. And then how many of y'all know the fire part of your soul? You know? Give me one. All right. Intellect. I taught it to you. Will. Memory. Imagination. See, that's that mindset. And see, the soul is supposed to be a servant. There's a scripture in the Bible. I had Marvin looked it up now. Where the servant was riding the horse and the king was walking.
Right.
The man said, I saw something out of order. And a lot of times things, I'm getting on another lesson, but a lot of times things are out of order because we don't have the king in place. There's a king on the inside of you, but it's the nature of God in your spirit. He's supposed to be ruling. All right, let me get back to my lesson. So continuing in switch pressing, we'll continue looking on the inside and outside that you may know to be able to access what the Holy Spirit is doing, what he won't do through you. To give you some divine insight on every situation. Wow, I like that. You have divine insight on every situation. Secondly, you always have to be making yourself available to participate in the move and presence of God. Make yourself available to participate. See, you access it, the move of the Spirit. Now you're making yourself available to participate, because just because you see it, don't participate, it's not going to do you any good. Notice in verse 2 of our text, and he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him at 3 a.m. And when he saw them, watch what he did. He ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground. Huh? You see what he did? See, he made himself available for a move of God.
Right. Yes.
Don't just sit around with God moving, get in the mood.
Right. Right.
See?
Right. Right.
But notice he was looking, he saw. If he was not in that tent door and he lifted up his eye and looked, you know you're looking inside and outside.
Right.
Those three men showed up on the outside.
Right. Yes, sir. Right.
And now notice in that second verse, he ran to meet them. He wanted to get involved.
Right.
That's God. You see, this is God. Whoa! And see, you have to be able to look when you see God moving. That's why I see people in church. I was in Durban, Georgia. And the church was jam-packed, people all in the foyer, old folk. And it wasn't a large church, but it was jam-packed. And I said, and so the Spirit will move. Some people get up, some don't get up. I said, they don't see that? They don't see? But then I run a lot of people can't see nothing.
Right.
They're looking for the same old religious biscuit, you know, and I don't have it. But I didn't bring that biscuit, and so they just sit there and look. So making yourself available to participate in what is very important in the move and presence of God. In other words, God moved; He sent His presence in a real strong form. I've told you, God is omnipresent. We know that. But then there are specific presence of God where he, let's say it this way, concentrated presence. I've seen it many times. I've seen God come in a room and his presence was so thick, like he would cut it. That wasn't the honor presence of God. He wasn't everywhere like that.
Right.
So the atmosphere had to be created for that. There's an expectation has to be in play for that to happen. But that's that second principle. You make yourself available to participate in the movement presence of God. The third principle here, class, is now this one is might hurt you a little bit because it hurt me a little because it says always acknowledge faith. And act on favor as a gift from God. Now, why would it happen now? Why would it happen? Some of y'all would say, oh. Because God can send a favor if you're not watching to pass you by.
Right.
So, one of the good things about this, I'll make a statement, and that you can add it to your understanding of spiritual things. Always look for favor.
Right.
Oh, if a situation seem like it's overpowering you, you're in a good place for faith. You're in a good place for God to show himself strong. But sometimes favor come and leave and we don't know it's there. From now on, now I want you to be aware of this fact. Always acknowledge favor, number one. And act on favor as a gift from God, number two. And then number three is remember that don't let God's favor pass you by because you can miss favor. Now, probably all of you are here miss some favor. Because if favor comes, it's going to need spiritual discernment. It's not going to look like it came from Walmart. And it's not going to have natural instruction with it. It's going to have Holy Ghost instruction with it. Favor comes with spiritual instruction. Spiritual favor cometh with spiritual instruction. But you designed for favor. And you designed, because you're a child of God, you designed to know what to do with favor when it comes. And you designed to know that this is favor. You designed to know when to shut up and let favor carry out its course. I've had so much favor. God has given me so much favor. But I've been hungry, you know. But I've had so much favor. I mean, things just work out. What ain't going to work? See, people think I don't have no challenge in my family, in my life. Yes, I have challenges. I just don't talk about it. I deal with it. I serve God. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So don't let favor pass you by. The fourth principle. Well, here's the favor. He said in verse 3, and said, "My Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant." See, pass not away. But Lord, that is. Yeah, if he, when favor show up, I never even say this. When favor show up, you got to clap. You know, you're traveling, the airline, they make you label your luggage. Now, you can sit with that thing going around with the luggage, you can keep letting your luggage bad. They're going to take it out and put it in the law. Oh, you standing right there in your name on the thing. They call it baggage claim. And you didn't claim it, so they just took it off and put it on the side, they lost you. Glad I don't have to go through that. You fight. I lose my nudge at the back. You be pushing. My bag just come along with me now. Praise God. Yeah. Praise God. Now, this false principle of having encounters with God and living in the apostolic anointing and leadership anointing is a lot of spirit of sacrifice to be released continuously. The spirit of sacrifice. See, people don't talk about sacrifice. But Romans 12:1, talking about presenting your Bible, the living sacrifice. Sacrifice. Throughout the Old Testament, given sacrifice. Jesus was a sacrifice. But he was sacrificing for something.
Right.
And you always got to realize that sacrificial acts never go unclaimed, never go unblessed. You notice in the fourth and fifth verse, when it's opening, after he approached those guys, he says, now you're ready to make some sacrifice. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched. And wash your feet and rest yourself under the tree. You see me do it? And then he said, I will fetch a morsel of bread and comfort ye your hearts. After that you shall pass on. Therefore you come to your servant, and they say, so do as thou hast said. What he did. Here's what he did. Here's a powerful thing. He delayed them from leaving before they could deliver what they brought.
Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, you got to be willing to make a sacrifice. Even in government, spiritual government, in my own personal anointing, if I go somewhere and they don't look like they appreciate it or want, I'm going.
Right.
You know, I cut the sun and show them, get out of there. Because God told you to believe two things. Believe the Lord thy God, you'll be established. Second Chronicles 20, believe in the prophet, you are prosper.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
See, and so because of lack of understanding of government, most Christians are not prosper.
Right.
Because they believe in God.
Right.
Only. But when God government comes, God designated, in what you are in this church,
amen,
when God designated, appointed leader come and say, look, this is where I believe we should go.
That's right.
Even if the leader wrong.
Right. 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 Right.
Not on purpose, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But God will back that man up. If that man's heart is right, he'll straighten it out. You follow what I'm saying? The church don't remember this. The church knows very little at large about government, about authority. I'm not talking about dictatorship.
Right.
I'm not talking about these little organizations and, you know, all this stuff. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about real, genuine, divine, supernatural, appointed, anointed government from God.
Yes, sir.
You see anybody talking over the Bible? Moses was appointed by God, and his sister aggravated. He married a black woman. She ain't like that. And they got crazy. They won't do handles over God speak to us too.
Right.
And the Lord heard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy, I tell you, the Lord heard you. What? And Moses had to pray about it. They got leprosy.
Yeah.
The Lord gave me a privilege just the other day to release a lady who was going through a lot of suffering. And I know. Wow. And the Lord released me, gave me the privilege to even pray for this. And I released her.
Amen.
And I believe she's going to get better.
Amen.
Amen. What? You ain't Jesus. I know I'm not Jesus. I'm not trying to tell you about a leadership. I'm going to lift up in here. This thing real, man. When they came again, Moses, God dropped leprosy on. And only Moses could get it off. Right, man, we gotta recognize. You see, anybody as a master bearer, as a life bearer, anybody got been bucking up to you? You better buck back down, because that authority is there, that mantle is there, and God will back it up. Now, I tell you what you mean. Default, defective, you don't respect me. Now, if you don't respect you as a master man, ain't nobody gonna respect you. Look at the fine line, man. If I don't respect God, none of them will have no respect.
Glory to God.
Isn't it simple? I mean, very simple. So to scare the spirit of sacrifice, he's not getting water, washing their feet, cooking. He's not doing everything, man. He said, man, I'm gonna hold this. They're not leaving until I get the proper announcement about this thing.
Yes, absolutely.
They brought the favor, but they need to instruct me on it.
Right.
They need to favor come with instruction.
Right. Yes, right. Glory to God.
Because favor does not go the normal format.
Right.
You understand?
Yes,
favor can change anything in the natural,
yes,
and anything that is demonic. But you're not just dealing with the natural, you're dealing with spirits that try to break you down, leave you down, mess you around, you know. And so the spirit of sacrifice is, now, before I tell you this, just know that it's God, all right? See, now, I was straight up at 4:30 this morning. This class got on my mind so much at 4:30 I had to get out of bed. I was sitting straight up in my office at daybreak, 6 o'clock. They came in. Talking to God about this very, this class this morning. Tim, boy, you got your heart out? No, that's not enough.
Right.
You got to be in the presence of God. I'm so excited about this morning service, about worship, unusual worship.
Right.
I just couldn't sleep before I got up. I said, man, come on, Tim. About 8 o'clock. I didn't see. Barbara had mixed up on my calendar. She had this class be at 8 o'clock. That's on the old time.
Right.
I checked out this morning. Said, is that 8 o'clock? Let's go. Is that 8 o'clock? And I'm knowing in my mind it's 9 o'clock with a change here, but I'm ready to go at 8. I probably been here by myself. The The spirit of sacrifice is not going to kill you. This is somewhat of sacrifice this morning. You come earlier than regular people. Leader got to be earlier than regular people. When I say regular people, and somebody say, well, don't call me regular. You know what I'm saying. Now this verse 6. And Abram hastened to the tent of the seer and said, make ready quickly 3 measures of meal, knead it, and make cake upon the hearth. Those who touch God will have power to touch others. I wrote a footnote down here. Therefore, stay connected to God's will at all times. Back to that lesson, I went off track. When they talk about the young man was telling me some of the things that the components of the soul, and we said the soul should be a servant. Your emotion, your reading and intellect, the two go together. Your imagination and your memory have to be dealt with before you can get down to the will. People trying to do God's will and their imagination all crazy. Or their reasoning all crazy. God said, come, let us reason together. Though your sin be as scarlet, I'll make them white as snow. It's a divine reasoning that we do. You see what I'm saying? But I'll teach more in century on that. But those who touch God will have the power to touch others with the opposite of that. Now, I do the flip-flop. Right. Those who do not touch God or have not been touched by God, they can't be no leader because they can't touch nobody else. Right. If God hasn't touched me, I can't touch you. You'll be sitting in the grave, you'll be so bored, I'll be glad when this get over. Oh, gee. Because I thought it was just my prayer.
Right.
But I dare not do it. And you have to, as a leader, you have to recognize you have been chosen to be different.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, that's why I don't run with membership. Amen. I love the members, but I don't run with them because when I come to work, I'm coming to work. I ain't coming for no friendship, holding the handshake. Hey, man, I won last night. That's a time for that better, man. We're trying to get in the realm of the spirit. Somebody needs some help. Right? All right, number 6. What time? Doing pretty good time in here. What is it, 9:30? Number 6. Number 5. I'm on number 5 or 6. Well, how you got on number 5, John? What you miss? What you got? They got you. You said on the front row. You got there. Number 6. And number 6 is very powerful. You will see all impossible things become a reality. If you step through the first 5, number 6 says, and you'll see it in the scripture here, you're going to see what happened here. Watch. Watch when number 6 and seventh verse, and Abraham ran unto the herd, and he finished the sacrifice. He fetched a calf tender and good, gave it unto a young man, and he hastened to dress it. And he took butter and milk and the calf which he had dressed, set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. Now watch what we're saying now. You will see all the impossible things become a reality or become possible if you can walk through these steps or principles of encounter. And they said to him, where is Sarah, thy wife? And he said, behold, we're in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah, thy wife, shall have a son. And Sarah heard in the tent door, which was behind him, and Sarah laughed. Said, gee, I'm going to have a kid. And I said, Lord, where the three guys come from? And I said, you know, all my ashes gone. And then, honey, she laughed. Both of them laughed. Abraham laughed too. They laughed. And I said, yeah, God had voice on me. And then it goes right on down to the 11th verse. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and they ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of a woman. Now you got that in recorded in also in Romans chapter 4. When you start in the 17th verse, and it called Abraham, called things that God called things that be not as though they were. And you see the type of faith that Abraham had to maintain. He had to look against all, couldn't look at Sarah's body, couldn't look at his body. All he had to look at is what God had said. And a lot of times you don't need that. You're not going to be able to look at the second way. You're not going to be able to look at nothing. You're going to look at what God said, hold tight right there until he manifested. He said in the 12th verse, therefore Sarah lied. I guess she did. Within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? And the Lord said unto Abram, wherefore did Sarah lie, saying, shall I surely bear a child, which am old? Watch what he says here in verse 14. Oh, they make you want to run, boy. That voice will make you run. That voice will make you run. That voice run with the impossible scripture. That all things are possible with God. You remember when Jesus was born? God, nothing shall be impossible. And then he would talk to him about that rich young ruler who didn't understand the financial stewardship. And he talks about, and people got it wrong, said how hard it is for a rich man to go in the house of everybody that wants to be rich in the church. And he talked about one who trusts him rich.
Right.
Yeah. He said, the things that are impossible with men, all things are possible. But you see, that does not work on automatic. You see these principles I'm teaching you. To get into a position to have that kind of faith that God can do the impossible in your life, you have to have some encounters with him. You just don't just read the scripture and say, well, God said, all things God is possible. Now you pick up, hey, what the hell? No, you got to have some experience, you got to have some encounter, you got to have a deeper expectation and mentality. You got to be in the spirit realm. And so the only way to have that is have faith in God. Trust. You know, why do you think them guys rehearsed when David rehearsed things that had happened when he met Goliath? See, that's working on his faith. And so you have to watch what God do for you and keep it. So you can rehearse it when something else come up. Because if he did that for me, he's going to do this for me. Right. Look what he said now. Is anything too hard for the Lord? That's a powerful question there. What he was saying here, he was saying no. He said, Sarah, Abraham, is anything too hard for God? And see, those angels was messengers who knew who they represented.
Right.
We got to know who we represented. And he said, at the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. He defied everything he said. He said, time appointed? See, the time appointed. Now, see, that's another thing now. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. See, I think through the word, confession scenario, we trying to rush the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Who the ball? You want it Thursday, and God might bring it Thursday. You want it Thursday in September, God might bring it in April.
Right.
But he's able to hold you while you're waiting on
him.
Right. And I think a lot of people have become discouraged, and we need to talk to people when they come to you with these problems.
Right.
They've been saying, have you waited on the Lord? Are you waiting on the Lord? You're a leader. Somebody comes to you with a great everybody's problem is the biggest problem that ever existed. Yeah. So they come to you as a leader and say, I need to talk to your life. I need to talk to my life, Aaron. I need to talk to you. And say, and tell you how great their problem is. And he said, have you waited for the Lord about this? Yes, a problem. Nobody. Now where they come from? Instant Green, McDonald's, Burger King. Taco Bell, you go to the one to get. See, they let the world come in. God kept saying the word wait, because sometimes, you listen, arrangements are being made that when that what you believe in for arrives, you have no contamination to stop it. I've seen that happen so many times. God didn't bring it when I wanted it. But then I saw why he didn't bring it. Because there was a vulture there waiting on it. If I had got it ahead of time, I'd have lost it anyway.
Right.
be still and know I'm God. The battle is not yours. It's the Lord. And you have to understand, very seldom, you listening? Very seldom God does things the same way.
Right.
Very seldom. You know, he worked beyond the senses. You know, we're going to water, turn into wine, them guys pour water. Man, people need wine, man. She said, do what he tell you to do.
Right.
Whatever he says for you to do. That's one of my babies there. Whatever he says for you to do. If I was thinking about some of the things God told me to do in his ministry, whatever he says for you to do. You know, I talked to Leroy, we're flying to Georgia. I said, now Leroy, when the economy was right, just how much is playing? We're back, he said, 17 million. Oh. And you all don't know the miracle God did for that. He made GE financing. In a time when they had a famine going on. Man, I don't know why he's doing that. As a matter of fact, after he got his finance call back, they called back and asked, what? You know, they don't really need it. You did it? And we'll be paying for it probably next year, you know. And then they've got to go in the shop. It'll be almost $1 million. Just for every 14 years they got to have that. Be about $1 million. No sweat. God has set it up for it. See? You see, I share this with your leaders, you see. I don't have no budget. I don't even think about money. I just do what God tells me to do. And if you get that concept and put him first, he said, yeah, add all things to you. Then he said that. Yeah. You got to come to that point where you do that. But notice that now. Notice here, this woman, old as man, old, because they went through these principles of encounter. They get here and he even laugh within. And the Lord, I have a wish on you. He know he put something so strong on you, know. But then he said, look how definite he said to him. Look how definite. What was the 14th verse? How definite he spoke. He said, you know, I love it. And you got to understand what he's saying to him. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Now, a leader needs to know that. Because some of these people make their cases so hard. Lord, how much, what am I doing? They make it, they picture it. If you listen to them long enough, they'll have you scared. But if you keep this thought in your mind, nothing is too hard for God. You keep talking to them, say, it's going to be all right. Yeah, but you don't hear what I say. Yeah, I heard what you said. That's why I'm telling you, it's going to be all right. God is bigger than that. God can handle it. Are you understanding me? And he said, at the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. He ain't paid no attention to what he's thinking. Why? He's God. He's representing God. And that's what we have to understand. All right, one more thing, and then we're going to close. Number 7. The heart of God's secret and mission will be revealed to you. Plan, purposes, and I had this one in pursuit because my daddy taught that one time. Plan, when God give you a plan, purpose, you need to pursue it. And God will download his will, his way, and his word in you. Let me go over it again now. Number 7. I'm going to go. Where's Montreal?
In the
what?
He's in the front getting the band
together. I don't understand what you said.
He's in the front trying to get the music together.
Trying to get the music together. So you want to let him say to this class? Undoubtedly don't. I'm going to let him go when I'm ready. You just have to catch him another time. The heart of God's secrets and mysteries will be revealed to you. Plans, purposes, and pursuits. God will download, like a computer, God will download his will, his way, and his word in you. That's an encounter. That's the principles of encounter. I think one voice came to mind there. People know a lot about salvation, but they don't know much about sanctification. Philippians 2:11, talks about salvation, working out your own salvation. And then the 12, well, I think 12 boys or 13 boys, my name was boys. Say, God is at work in you to do his will. 13? God is at work in you to do his will. All right, class, any questions? Well, dismiss yourself. Oh, you got all seven, John? John playing cocky in class. Said, man, let me go down what you got. Then he'll tell you what one you got missing.